KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We're at 55 degrees. KSL's top story, developing news on KSL News Radio. We're just now seeing the charges that some of the protesters at the U could face in court, and it is a long list. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott begins our team coverage. Protests across America.
Criminal trespass, disorderly conduct, failure to disperse, interference with an arresting officer, and riot. These are some of the offenses police say students were arrested for at last night's protest. One student was seen throwing a water bottle at law enforcement. Another was told multiple times to leave the area but refused. None of the students have been formally charged for these offenses yet. The penalties can range. For instance, for a first offense, disorderly conduct can result in a $750 fine or up to 3 months of jail time. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
An organizer of the U of U Gaza demonstration says almost all of the arrested protesters have now been released. Our team coverage continues.
I spoke with Gabby Morita, Metro organizer with Mecha de U of U, a student political organization, for a status update.
There were 18 who were arrested in total, 17 people who have been released. There were a few that we knew, so they kept us updated.
When I asked Morita how they felt after what went down last night.
Yeah, we just think that the brutality of the police last night was just absolutely ridiculous and disgusting. And it's disgusting that the university allowed that to happen.
We've yet to reach Salt Lake PD for comment. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Since speaking with Morita, we've learned from the university the 19 protesters were arrested last night. Four of them students, one a university employee. U of U's president, Taylor Randall, issued a statement this morning telling those who protested peacefully last night, you were heard. He says the U will continue to support free expression and enforce the rule of law. He's asking everyone to be peaceful in expressing their views at graduation Thursday night. The University of Utah will confer more than 9,000 degrees. The nation's lawmakers are calling on universities to end the encampments on campuses. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, House Republicans say they are reexamining funding for universities they say are putting their students in danger.
As Republican leaders, we have a clear message for mealy-mouthed, spineless college leaders. Congress will not tolerate your dereliction of duty to your Jewish students.
Representative Virginia Fox heads up the House Education Committee. Many of the protests at universities from Massachusetts to California have been peaceful, but there have also been reports of anti-Semitic threats and intimidation at others. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan says he's demanding answers from the Secretaries of State and Homeland Security.
How many have engaged in this activity endorsing or espousing terrorist activity?
Pro-Palestinian protesters in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, were able to remove the American flag from the UNC Quad this afternoon and replace it with a Palestinian. The school's interim chancellor responded by walking out to the quad personally while the U.S. flag was restored. Hundreds of arrests have been made across the U.S., and demonstrating students have been threatened with suspension and expulsion. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Our team coverage of the protests continues. According to a former police chief, the choice to crack down on a protest, well, it's complicated.
Anytime you're dealing with protests, and especially on a university campus that embraces free speech, and we're going to put a stop to it, you know, somewhat, as Dave said, preemptively, but we're going to take a stop because of the information that we have, and we don't want this thing to escalate. We don't want people to get hurt. We don't want things to be impacted.
That's former Unified Police Chief Chris Bertram on Dave and Dujanovic this morning. He says the decision to move people out and make arrests in this case was made by university and top government officials, along with public safety officers. Students at Utah State are also planning a pro-Palestinian protest. A student group there says the plan is for a peaceful three-day protest at the USU Quad starting tomorrow. KSL News Time 3:04. A game trending with high schoolers is getting out of hand. KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington with more.
The game is called Senior Assassins. High schoolers will give each other names of people to squirt with a water gun. They get eliminated once they're hit, and the last one standing wins. But Alexis Benson with the Kaysville City Police says teenagers have been brandishing their water guns in places they shouldn't, making people think they're in possession of a real gun.
Our officers were called to a man with a gun. The individuals making the phone call reported that there was a male in their backyard that appeared to be holding a handgun.
That individual with the handgun was actually a high schooler with a squirt gun. Benson says they have responded to several situations like this. Benson says she wants those playing this game to not bring anything resembling a gun into public places or people's yards. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
Four Roy High School students were arrested this afternoon after one of them pulled out a gun, causing the school to go on lockout status protocol. Roy Police Sergeant Josh Taylor says kids were flashing gang signs at cars near Roy High School.
When one of the motorists stopped, one of the juveniles displayed a handgun, which is why we were called.
The four teens were quickly taken into custody just outside of the campus. One is now facing charges of gun possession. KSL News Time 306. And the rush begins. First look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We already have delays southbound I-15 in Weber County. It's due to a stalled vehicle at the ramp at 5600 South Roy. It's been blocking a right lane, and that's what's backing traffic into Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Do you like animal stories? Well, stay here. My Minute is on the way next in just a moment.